Hi, friends. My name is Dave. I'm on the pastoral team here at Living Waters Church. And just want to say, wherever you are right now, whether you're alone or with others, on behalf of our entire ministry team here at Living Waters Church, we want to say Merry Christmas to you. We want to wish you all of God's best today and this season. Certainly, at this time of year, we follow our hearts to social gatherings, to events, and as well towards those places and perhaps those people that help remind us of things that God would be wanting to say to us during this time of year, all the things that God would have for us personally, those good people and places that point us in good direction. And that certainly would be our hope as we consider God's word for a few minutes today. Historians tell us that the famous Christmas carol, Silent Night, was first performed for the first time on December 24th, 1818, at St. Nicholas's Parish Church in a small town in Austria. To this day, many would say that this Christmas carol is one of the most popular in the history of music. Literally, millions of people have sung it in more than 300 languages and dialects. It's interesting to note that every year, a memorial service in honor of the song's creator and composer is held at 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve in front of the Gruber Moore Monument. Gruber, the composer, and Moore, the one who wrote it. Annually, thousands of people join in a bit of a pilgrimage to attend and sing Silent Night together. What a beautiful, beautiful tradition. While they'd all gather for various reasons, perhaps what we all share in common as we look forward to hearing, reflecting, and perhaps singing at some point the words of Silent Night is because of our shared curiosity and interest for silence, holy, calm, and bright. For in our very busy, noisy, and complicated world, being silent, holy, calm, and bright can sometimes be foreign, yet perhaps is something we long for more than we think. In this Christmas carol, Moore, the composer, helps us imagine what it was like in Bethlehem some 2,000 years ago, the time of Christ's birth. All his chosen words stir our imagination to how sacred this was. There was appropriate silence simply because there was no more to be said. Christ, the Holy Savior, was born, and God's love for mankind was on full display. Mankind now could find their calm and a very bright future because Jesus was born. I'm sure this was felt by all that was there that day, as many appropriately responded. The heavenly host sang, Mary and Joseph worshiped, as did the shepherds, with holy reverence they worshiped the Christ child. And of course now, for over 2,000 plus years, people have been doing the very same. Such are the holy and tender moments when someone comes to Jesus for the first time, and then all the subsequent times after that. Perhaps this is what matters most, that we hear in the silence the love being expressed by God sending his son, Jesus. I think we all, in one way or another, at this time of year, try to find, perhaps create, sacred moments, if not even for a few seconds or minutes. Just for the sake of Christmas, we try to find to silence our concerns, our fears, our convictions. We, with intention, set aside our differences. We pull ourselves together and we put on a brave and pleasant face and we do our best to say the right things to God. I think we all, deep in our hearts, want to experience a silent, holy, calm, and bright moment, even if it's brief. Well, our good news is that we learn in Scripture about who a God who wants the very same, a God who would not want to silence the sharing of our need, the things we long for, the things that we know are not okay in our lives, things that keep us from having Christmas in our hearts. I've always been a super fan of Stuart McLean. He passed away far too early. His hosting of the Vinyl Cafe on CBC Radio was brilliant, hilarious for so many years. I actually met him in person at Monroe's, a popular bookstore in Victoria. He was there for a book signing of his latest book that I wanted to buy for Christmas and have signed for my sister. As I stood in the long line, I was curious about what to say. What would it be like to talk to Stuart McLean? I'd heard him for so many years. Well, as I found my way getting closer to the front of the line, I came up with the idea of commenting on a show I heard a few weeks prior when Stuart was airing his show live. The live show included Stuart on a live phone call with a teenage boy. After some initial pleasantries were exchanged, the conversation went deep pretty quick as the boy, when answering how his day was going, said without hesitation, "My day's not going good. My mom and dad are separating and I have some decisions to make." Wow, that was heavy. Stuart responded beautifully by sharing some encouraging words and offering to have a limousine pick him up and some friends to an upcoming concert that was near the teenage boy. Pretty cool story. So when I got up at the front of the line and Stuart was signing my book, I broke the silence and said how much I appreciated how he handled the teenager and the teenager's need, and that I thought he could be a big help to him in the future. To which Stuart said little and actually pretty much didn't even engage whatsoever what I was suggesting. Wow, meeting him was pleasant. Wow, so exciting. What would it be like if you were to get to the front of the line and had a chance to talk with God? Think about it for a moment. At the point of your speaking, would you begin with words of thanks, confessions? Perhaps you would ask some why questions or some when questions or some where questions. Today, this day, let us all be reminded that whatever comes to our mind first or quickly is very important to God and should not be silenced. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus." See, what is hopeful about the silent night Christ was born is that we can now approach that God, we can now approach God knowing that he sent his son because God wants to help. He completely took on the form of a man to love and care for people. And now God looks at mankind and says things about our lives and identifies with things in our lives that are not okay. And so he says, "Hey, I've sent my son Jesus to help bring restoration and order to our lives." Isaiah 9:6 says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Jesus's rule, his counsel, his might, his parenting, and his peace goes a long way in bringing a redemptive and restorative experience and narrative to all of our lives. For Jesus did not come to silence mankind. He spent his 33 years on earth connecting, identifying, teaching, inviting, and calling people to himself. So many have come and have had their lives changed. See, Jesus came to give us a voice, so that now we can share our need and our concern with a God that deeply cares about us. So may we all pay attention at this time of year to what is going on in our hearts and minds and lives, while all the while paying close attention to what God is up to in the same. Friends, God loves you deeply and is reaching out to you with a message that says, I love you, I love you, I love you. He wants us to know this, to feel this, and now this love to change our lives forever. So on this Christmas season, don't turn your volume to silence or ignore what may be your urgent and pressing need. As I close, let's consider final thoughts written by Casting Crowns, their song entitled Somewhere in Your Silent Night. All is calm and all is bright everywhere but in your heart tonight. They're singing carols of joy and peace, but you feel too far gone and too far out of reach. Somewhere in your silent night, heaven hears the song your broken heart has cried. Hope is here. Just lift your head, for love has come to find you. Somewhere in your silent night, from heaven's height to manger low, there is no distance. The Prince of Peace won't go. From manger low to Calvary's hill, when your pain runs deep, his love runs deeper still. He has always loved you, child, and he always will. Somewhere in your silent night, heaven hears the song your broken heart has cried. For hope is here, just lift your head, for love has come to find you. Somewhere in your silent night, lift your head, lift your heart. Emmanuel will meet you, for where you are, he knows your hurt, he knows your name, and you're the very reason that he came.